The escalating China trade wars with the US may be a blessing in disguise for Australian commodities like beef, cotton, wool, wheat, gas and iron ore. Senior economist at Westpac, Justin Smirk, says we have what China needs to keep the factories running, and if they continue to turn their backs on the US, the Chinese can only really buy from Australia. He says there are a few problem areas to watch, but he's cautiously optimistic, and he says the lower interest rates here will also help farmers cut costs.
It is, but we have to be a bit careful because most farm debt is run off the bank bill rates and the different margins, so they're not directly related to the cash rate. So a lot of farmers would know that their rates have been adjusted up and down at various points in time. But I would argue that, you know, in this environment, the RBA cutting rates does change it, and it does give you opportunity if you are looking at your finances to talk to your bank manager about whether they can adjust the rates or not. So it's something that definitely is worthwhile thinking and approaching about. And of course, you know, in this day and age, trying to find that extra margin, any little dollar around those levels will help.
And I guess people having to access extra funds to feed animals in drought and just generally stay afloat too, so this might help.
It would do. It would do. I mean, I guess the thing we'd really like to see more of is rain. Having a slightly lower funding cost does help, but it'd be much, much better to actually not have to do the feeding.
But I guess on the other side of the coin, in terms of things that are impact on the agricultural economy side, commodity prices holding up well, beef prices, cotton, wool, and also our trade position with China improving.
It is, and there's quite a few different complexities with China. You raise the one about beef, and with the swine flu raging through Asia now, and the Chinese having to kill their pig herds, that's putting a whole lot of pressure on protein prices around the world, including, you know, more likely chicken, but it is flowing through to beef as well. So there actually is some really simple reasons to remain upbeat about those prices. And China remains a big importer of imports. With all this talk of trade wars and tariffs and uncertainty in the global environment, and we've seen it. We've seen share markets sell off. We've seen energy and base metal commodity prices come off. But the ones that China still needs in large amounts and imports in large amounts, iron ore, coal to a lesser extent, but the agri products, the food and fibres, they still remain well supported. And it's interesting because it really goes to show that China coming into the world environment has changed the nature, and people focusing too much on the sort of trade war risks miss the underlying strengths that are actually there.
So, but I guess China was more likely to buy from Australia than the US because our political situation with China is a lot better than with Donald Trump.
We haven't started putting tariffs on Chinese products, so you're spot on correct. I mean, so this, you know, there's. And one of the things that can happen too is if it's a short-lived environment, then it's just a short-run price effect. But if this trade war continues and the Chinese start putting greater barriers on U.S. imports, and the U.S. what U.S. imports into the U.S., China is very similar to us. It imports LNG, it imports food products, beef, grains, a big soy product. They'll look for alternative suppliers. Now, sure, you know, that just disrupts the global markets, but if us being where we are and being as close as we are, if we can establish reliable market share, it'll be much harder for the US to squeeze us out if and when they ever decide to end this trade war. So it is. It's a very positive in the way that Australia is, while we remain aligned to the US, we remain much more open and less likely to get involved in a trade battle.
And much more friendly with China. And the other thing we're seeing is we've seen our dollar drop, but that must be helping exports, but some people think it should have dropped more.
Yeah, I mean, because the argument is that with the cutting of interest rates and the slower growth here, that the Australian dollar should be trading at a lower level. We have to remember, though, that the commodity prices have remained relatively robust. And in fact, if you don't think about market risk and you just look at relative interest rates and where commodity prices are, the Aussie should be actually be trading into the high 70s, close towards 80 cents, actually even around 80 cents, rather than where it is now around 70. And that difference, that 10 cent difference, is really that sort of risk out there in the global environment. The fact that people, you know, see the trade wars going on, Australia cutting interest rates, risks around our banks that are heavy leveraged into a housing sector that's closing, that's slowing down. And that's the margin. So in actual fact, there's actually more chances that if things come right, the Aussie dollar can bounce, than it can actually do collapsing from here, because for now, those commodity prices are really, really very, very supportive.
So where to from here, do you think?
I guess one thing to keep in mind, the fact the Aussie's underperforming is actually a really good thing. That's our natural buffer. People see risks out there, so the Aussie dollar's undervalued relative to history. That means exporters are getting fairly good returns on their exports now. You will see rising export volumes come through. That's supporting incomes. But from here, I have to be honest, with a slowing global environment, with China increasingly changing the nature of its growth from being export-driven to more domestic consumption-driven, it's positive for the things that they need from us, but it's not necessarily positive for a strong growth or inflationary story. So we see commodity prices easing back through next year, not collapsing, just coming off a little bit. We see the Aussie dollar sort of falling down into the lows, into around 66, 68, somewhere around there. And the RBA, we see two more rate cuts coming through as well as growth here remains slow. So we see sort of this sort of slow growth, low inflation environment remaining, which in an environment for the rural areas, when they're struggling in this environment of lack of rain and trying to make ends meet, actually having an economy that's growing slower with lower wage pressures, lower inflation, lower interest rates, lower dollar is actually coming at the right time.
But it'd be nice to get a bit of rain.
That's the one big thing. The one thing we all pray about. I mean, we can sit here and talk about commodity prices and sit here and talk about interest rates. But without water, we can't do much.